Good morning, everyone. Welcome to St. James on this absolutely stunning Sunday morning. It is wonderful for us to be able to gather together and to worship God and give thanks for our many blessings. Before we begin our service of worship, I'd love to make a couple of announcements. The first is a big thank you to Sarah and John for the chili last Sunday. It was fantastic. I think John did a ton of work with it, but Sarah taught the recipe and also did a ton of work, and we were well fed. It was part of an initiative to let people know about the things that are happening in the parish, and the chili is the same chili that we prepare about 100 meals a week for the homeless in London. We had that chili as part of the ministry fair, and as part of that, we had some sign-up sheets around for different roles in the service, things like the altar guild or reading. You'll notice that those sign-up lists are still out there, so if you were feeling convicted and thought, no, I don't think that's God speaking to me, I'm supposed to just sit in the pews. Well, this is God speaking to you again. You could still sign up to be a reader or an intercessor. As I've said before, it's the small groups in the church that make the community, and I would encourage you to reach out and be part of something so much bigger than ourselves. I think that is the thank yous that I had to make. Are there other announcements I need to make? Sounds good. Well, then let's take a moment and prepare ourselves for worship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And
we say together, Almighty God, to you all hearts are open. And let us pray. Almighty God, you have created the heavens and the earth and ourselves in your image. Teach us to discern your hand in all your works and to serve you with reverence and thanksgiving through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the letter of James. Who is wise and understanding among you? Show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness, born of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not be boastful and false to the truth. Such wisdom does not come from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and wickedness of every kind. But the wisdom from above is pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace. Those conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? Do they not come from your cravings that are at war within you? You want something and do not have it, so you commit murder. And you covet something and cannot obtain it, so you engage in disputes and conflicts. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly, in order to spend what you get on your pleasures. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and the devil will flee from you. Draw near to God, and God will draw near to you. The word of the Lord.
Trust in the Lord.
does not take bad advice for a guide, nor walks the paths on which sinners have trod, nor sits where the cynics mock. Takes delight in the law of the Lord and meditates on it both day and night and prospers in every way. Is like a tree by the nourishing streams, which yields its fruit when the season is right, and bears leaves that never fade.
With you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus and his disciples passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him. And 3 days after being killed, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he was saying and were afraid to ask him. Then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put them among the 12, and taking them in his arms, he said, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of Christ.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So, hearing our readings today, it got me thinking, who's the greatest among us? That was a joke. We're not supposed to argue about it. There is a real temptation at times to put ourselves in comparison with others, to try to figure out, well, who is the most spiritual? But how do we even determine how to judge who the greatest might be? Often when I'm up here preaching from a difficult text or a difficult part of the Bible, I take it and I expand it and I give some history and some context and I try to say, look into the deep meaning of the scriptures. But sometimes on days like today, the scriptures almost make a better sermon than I could. Well, more than almost, they do make a fantastic sermon. It's so clear in them, the conversation that we are called into. It's not about who's the greatest. It's not about wanting things for ourselves so that we can be ahead of one another or in competition. We're called to live peaceably with one another. We're called to live in harmony. We're called to live into our fullest truth. I remember when I was younger, I was trying to learn as much as I could about the spirituality, and I got out this massive book called Dante's The Divine Comedy. Has anyone read it? I've got a few hands going up. Now, I got through the first section pretty well. That was the section on hell. That was really interesting and quite humorous in the sense that the people got their just comeuppance for the things that happened in life. The second section was called Purgatory, and it was. It was a slog getting through. And then the section on heaven was super complicated and absolutely confusing, and I tuned 99% of it out. But what I remember very vividly from the section on heaven was the philosopher was going up, and he was still at a very low ring of heaven, and he was greeted by the spirits of the departed, spirits like you and I. And you could see up this gigantic mountain, and the glory of God was shining down from it. And each step that he took, the glory grew and grew and grew. And so meeting these people on the lowest steps of heaven, he went to them and said, "Don't you wish you were further up the mountain?" And their answer, paraphrased, stuck with me. What they said was, "This is our place. This is our home. This was the space that was made for us, and we were made for it. I don't want to be farther up the mountain because then I'd be away from where I was meant to be, my fullest place." There was no envy about those who were closer or higher up. There was no disdain of those who were lower. There was just harmony in that place. And I thought to myself, wow, wouldn't that be amazing to be in a place like that here on earth? So often, we look to advance what we want. So often we try to set our sights on a goal of something that we think we want, and we work hard to get it. But we never stop to ask the question, is this what God wants for us? Is this what we are meant to be or meant to do? I couldn't think of it at the 8:30 service, but a number of people came up to me and gave me the name. Has anyone heard of the Peter Principle? I heard a couple of laughs. For those in a nutshell, the Peter Principle is if you're really good at a certain position, you get promoted. And then if you're really good at that position, you get promoted. And if you're good at that position, you get promoted until you find the first position that you're not very good at all, and you stay there. It explains a number of the managers that I had in high school. I'm not going to say if it represents the church or not, but you can get the gist. Yes, in many ways, we are so ambitious that we forget to stop and ask ourselves, is this where God is calling me to be? I was just up in the Muskokas at a wedding and in a beautiful cabin, and my goodness, I would love a cabin on the Muskokas. There was more than a little jealousy in me at that beautiful lake sitting on the dock looking out. But should there have been? Should there have been? We are all beloved by God, whether we have a cabin in the Muskokas or whether we have never shown up to church a day in our lives. One of the things that I love about the Anglican Church is that if the King of England was to join us for communion and someone who came off the street for the first time forever, having been homeless for ages, they would receive communion from the same chalice. God's love for each and every one of us isn't in proportion to how much we have. It isn't in proportion to our riches, our wealth, our intelligence, or any other thing that we would argue about who is the greatest in. God's love for us is total and inclusive and beautiful. The challenge for us is knowing where our place is. Being ambitious isn't bad if we're doing it for the building up of society and building up of God's world. If we're doing it so that we can get ahead and we can have the things that we want and not share with anyone else, that's where quarrels come from. The first letter of James said, "We'll be known by our fruit." Let us strive to lift up one another, to be joyful when others succeed in things that we wish we had succeeded in ourselves, to help those who are struggling, and to find a place where we are happy and content in the love of God. Let us not strive for selfish things, but strive for the building up and caring of the world around us. Let us find a spiritual and holy way to go forward. Let us not quarrel with one another, but let us build each other up, trusting that God, who loves each and every one of us, can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Amen. Would the congregation please stand? Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God. And I'd invite the congregation to adopt a position of prayer.
We call upon your name, O Lord. Incline your ear to our prayer. Lord Jesus, you turn the honors of the world upside down. Keep your church from love of status and pride. Give us a servant heart. We call upon your name, O Lord.
Incline your ear to our prayer.
Lord Jesus, you challenge rulers to be mindful of all their people. Keep the nations from cravings that lead to oppression and violence. Give wisdom to all who lead. We call upon your name, O Lord.
Incline your ear to our prayer.
Lord Jesus, you give children a special regard and dignity. Keep their well-being and safety at the forefront of our minds and practices. Give strength to all involved in safeguarding and protection. Sustain them in their work. We call upon your name, O Lord.
Incline your ear to our prayer.
Lord Jesus, you embrace the path of suffering. Keep in your gaze all whose health is ailing. Today, we pray especially for Anna, Ashley, Carolyn, Cherie, Eunice, Gavin, Dawn, Walter, Sylvia, Catherine, Bruce, Barb, Robert, Brian, Mary, Kevin, Marilyn and Tom, Dawn and Nancy, Martha, Janice, Alan, Joan, Luke, Kevin, and family. Give peace and hope to all in need. We call upon your name, O Lord. Lord Jesus, you hold before us the hope of salvation. Keep in your love all who have died. Give eternal life to all the faithful departed. We call upon your name, O Lord. Incline your name to our prayer.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. He welcomes sinners to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. After his death and resurrection, our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to his disciples, and he said to them, "My peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. Let us share Christ's peace with one another. The peace of the Lord be always with you." Let us pray. God of power, the glory of your works fill us with wonder and awe. Accept our offering this day and help us to live in peace and harmony with all your creation. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right that we should praise you, gracious God, for you created all things. You formed us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. When we turned away from you in sin, you did not cease to care for us, but opened a path of salvation for all people. You made a covenant with Israel, and through your servants Abraham and Sarah, gave the promise of a blessing to all nations. Through Moses, you led your people from bondage into freedom. And through the prophets, you renewed your promise of salvation. Therefore, with them and with all your saints who have served you in every age, we give thanks and raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Source of life and goodness, all creation rightly gives you praise. In the fullness of time, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He healed the sick and ate and drank with outcasts and sinners. He opened the eyes of the blind and proclaimed the good news of your kingdom to the poor and to those in need. In all things he fulfilled your gracious will. On the night he freely gave himself to death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me. Gracious God, his perfect sacrifice destroys the power of sin and death. By raising him to life, you give us life forevermore. Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died.
Recalling his death, proclaiming his resurrection, and looking for his coming again in glory, we offer you, Father, this bread and this cup. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts, that all who eat and drink at this table may be one body and one holy people, a living sacrifice in Jesus Christ our Lord. Through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Creator of all, you gave us golden fields of wheat, whose many grains we have gathered and made into this one bread.
So may your church be gathered from the ends of the earth into your kingdom.
We were buried with you in your tomb.
Now we share your resurrection.
Live in us that we may live in you. These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks.
Thank you. Please stand. Let us pray. Ruler of the universe, all creation yearns for its fulfillment in your Son. May we who have shared in holy things grow into maturity in him. This we ask in the name of the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we say together, glory to God,
whose power
and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you this day and remain with you always. Amen.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong.
Our service of worship comes to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.